Fourth One. Boogie in the morning.
Tell us something interesting about your neighbours. Because Edinburgh apparently is the most neighbourly city in all of Scotland.
Yay.
I mean, there's not many cities, there's only like six, but still.
It doesn't matter.
We're top of the list and that's all that matters.
We'll take it.
So tell us something interesting about your neighbours. You got any good ones there yet?
There's a couple of crackers, actually. This one's very funny from Callum. He says, my neighbours have a fantastic surround sound system. He knows because he can hear it through the wall, I'm guessing.
That's very good, isn't it?
Yeah, and my neighbour is an old gentleman, but he offers me soup and cakes, and he's just a delightful bloke. That's from James Kemp in Kirkcaldy.
Would you accept neighbour food?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you don't know what they put in it.
Of course you would.
Would you?
Yes.
Yeah. Your neighbour that you didn't really know just knocked on and said, oh, look, here's a pan of mince. Would you take it?
Yes.
Of course you would. It's food, isn't it, Arlene? It's free food.
Yeah, and I don't have to cook it myself.
Claire says, our next door neighbour is a psychic medium.
Uh-huh.
And she freaked me out one day. We got a new telly. About a week later, she said, how's the new telly? And I was like, how do you know about that? And she said, I saw you put the box out for the recycling.
Zanny in Leith, she said, I live in a flat in Edinburgh and three out of my seven neighbours are my good friends and work colleagues. We all work in intensive care in Edinburgh. It's like a halls of residence, just with better decor and nicer booze.
That's great. Tom says, my neighbour's a right weirdo. You should see the angry way that he looks at me when I take a shortcut through his garden. All right, James in Collington. What are you saying, James?
Well, I've got to say that my neighbours are absolutely brilliant because next door to me are my in-laws.
Oh, is that right?
Oh no! So close!
Yeah. So close.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It can be a bit of both, to be fair, eh? So, yeah. But I got duped into it because my girlfriend at the time, who's now my wife, we were looking for new places to live, and she knew a place, and we went to see it, and I was thinking to myself, this street looks very, very familiar. I just couldn't pin why it was familiar. Went and saw the house, absolutely fell in love with it, signed the agreement, and then 20 minutes later, she goes, I will go and see my mum and dad. I went, aye, no problem.
But we're here.
I just went next door, and I was like, oh my God.
Oh, mate. Okay.
There you go.
Have you got kids?
We don't, not yet.
Right, okay, well, be handy for babysitting.
Yeah. Definitely. Best just crack on with that so you can make full use of your next door neighbours.
Arlene, I'm on the job.
Too much info. Thanks for calling, mate, have a great day. Connor in Dysart, what are you saying, Connor?
My neighbour's actually a produced artist.
A produced artist?
What kind of artist?
Quite abstract paintings and such like.
Okay.
Uh-huh. She's a very nice girl, actually, and she smells lovely.
Okay, sounding a little creepy now.
It was going well, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Yes.
She's just one of these, you know, type of characters you want to chat to, you know?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Right, well, thank you very much for phoning.
Have a great day. Thank you.
Bye-bye. If you're an artist and your next-door neighbour is called Connor, we advise you to move house. Fourth One.